This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
And good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome back to it. It's the Steve Gruber Show live from our Northern Michigan studios in Boyne City. And what a great... what a great time of the year it is in Michigan. I mean, this is the time of the year that you want to get out, take your kids, take yourself, take your spouse, take your dog, and enjoy Michigan. 11,000 inland lakes to enjoy. The Great Lakes are here. Just get out and enjoy lots of state parks, county parks, and just awesome roads to travel in this state. Price of gas is down to its cheapest point in a long time. Grand Rapids now seeing cheap gas prices, which means it's good to get out and cruise around. The average price of gas in Grand Rapids and GR, $2.44 as of this morning, according to GasBuddy.com and our good friend there, Patrick DeHaan, the senior petroleum analyst at GasBuddy. So that's good news. Some places as low as $2.09 here a few days ago. Might get back in that direction. You see, you might end up with a nuclear holocaust as a result of the Iran deal, but you'll have cheap gas all the way in. So there's something to be said for that. I mean, if you're going to get, you know, incinerated, at least you can have a cheap tank of gas before you get there, because Iran's going to put, what is it, 5 million barrels a day onto the world market, maybe more. But they're going to start pumping, you know, oil onto the world market because they have the opportunity to do so. With the sanctions being lifted by the United States and $120 billion being pumped in by the U.S. government and others, Iran's off and running, and good news for them. And like I said, cheap gas for us. And in fact, we had Patrick DeHaan at one point here last week here on the program from Gas Buddy told me we could see gas below $2 a gallon again. Wouldn't that be incredible? I didn't think we'd see it again. Never happened just here a few months ago. I thought, well, you know, it got down to, what did I see it? Maybe 180 was the cheapest I saw it or bought it maybe. Maybe I saw it into the 170s. Wouldn't that be incredible? Because let's not kid ourselves, boys and girls. America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy. If the price of gasoline goes to $1.75, even for a few weeks, I mean, that is a tremendous savings. I might buy a bigger truck. Really be somebody. Anyhow. Where did that go that I had? All right, just trying to get back on track here. The phone number here is 888-999-66, 888-999-66. You can join the conversation. Tell me some of the great places you have it here in Michigan, and we'll go from there. Now, parents who don't want to vaccinate their children here in Michigan are no longer able to simply sign a waiver provided by the local county health departments. No, in fact, now you have to do a bit more. The Washtenaw County public health officials are encouraging parents of children with incomplete immunization records, for example, to schedule appointments as soon as possible to comply with the new statewide rules requiring parents here in Michigan to meet with a nurse or a health educator, which is a good idea. The new meetings are an extra step required to obtain a waiver that is certified by the county health department. Students entering kindergarten of the seventh grade, as you probably well know, or changing school districts, are required to submit their vaccination records by the time they walk into school for their first day. Under the previous rules, if the record was incomplete, parents could ensure their children receive the required vaccination or sign a waiver form. Now, vaccination is tied to district's state school aid funding. This is important to note. The Michigan School Aid Act of 1979 requires that districts failing to meet the reporting deadlines lose 5% of their state funding. I mean, and that is a big deal. 5% of their state funding goes away. Now, the new rules come from the Michigan Department of Community Health and were adopted this past December. A report from the Washtenaw Public Health Department in August of 2014 revealed the region is 66th out of 84 in Michigan as identified for fully vaccinating children between the ages of 13 and 17. And there's a lot of argument about vaccinations in America. A lot of arguments about, you know, some folks saying we should not vaccinate children because the dangers are too high. The fact of the matter is the dangers for vaccinating are a lot lower than not vaccinating. Measles, mumps, smallpox, polio, all eradicated by vaccination. That's not my opinion. That's scientific matter of fact. And I'm sure there are some out there listening right now that are anti-vaccination. I am not one of them. When people come in, they feel very high tension at first, said Christina Karpinski in talking to M Live, talking about this public health immunization nurse coordinator and what people need to do. Each conversation occurs between an individual family and either a nurse or health educator. Only the county's public health department is able to hold these meetings. They are not available through a physician's office, and it's now required. Karpinski said there have been 200 such meetings, and they have been primarily positive experiences. The conversations vary in length, but appointments are made with the idea that they will last about a half an hour. Part of the meetings with public health officials, parents are informed on the risks of not vaccinating their children and are able to ask any questions they might have about the safety of vaccines in general or specific shots. In Washtenaw County, the public health spokeswoman there said parents from all 200 appointments held so far have taken the certified waivers with them, and it's too early to tell if those parents will complete the vaccinations or just fill out the forms. Nearly 1,400 waivers were submitted in the year 2013, which would mean the department would have to schedule, 900 more appointments if they're to keep up. And this is just Washtenaw County here, of course, just one example here in Michigan of the challenges faced by county health departments for those who want to skip the immunizations for their children. Vaccinations are important. Childhood vaccinations are important, obviously. And like I said, I am a proponent. I'm sure there are many that are not and would wish to disagree with me. If you'd like to disagree with me, call me and tell me why. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966 is the Common Sense hotline here to the Steve Gruber Show. I'd love to hear from you. Because we like to have these conversations right out in public. And I know there are people that have very strong feelings when it comes to the topic of vaccinations and so forth. So feel free, dial it up. 888-900-9966. In the next couple of days, I'll be broadcasting live at a couple of different locations around the Michigan Talk Network and the affiliates. Tomorrow, WMKT Petoskey, which is good. It's supposed to be a big storm rolling in across Lake Michigan from Wisconsin tomorrow. So a good day to take cover with my friends at WMKT Petoskey. And then here in a few days, WATT in Cadillac. WATT will host the Steve Gruber Show on our Northern Adventures. Today, we are live from our Northern Michigan studios in Boyne City on the shores, the sparkling shores of Lake Charlevoix. It's Tuesday. We'll be right back.